Proclamation number 6289, dated the June 20th, 1955. Control of fate. God of love. You should know that I want to win you for myself, and therefore your whole earthly life will unfold such that I will achieve my goal as long as you don't oppose me. Although it is always up to you whether you utilize your earthly life, whether you will allow your souls to be affected by everything that happens to you in this earthly life, whether everything will contribute that you will take the path to me, for you are also able to resist and rebel against your fate, which I only imposed on you in order to achieve your beatitude. You can defy and resent the control of your destiny, but then you will never take the path to him and submit yourselves voluntarily to him. Then you will turn again to the one from whom I want to liberate you. You first must learn to believe in a God of love. Then you will also understand his reign and activity. You will understand that he only ever intends to make you happy. The knowledge to be guided by a God of love will enable you to bear every burden he inflicts upon you, since you then will also trust this God of love that he only means well with you. And you can easily believe that I am a God of love by just observing the creation surrounding you, by just contemplating the fact that everything was only created for you humans after all, to enable you to live and enjoy the natural creations. The fact that you humans often experience difficult conditions should not make you doubt the love and wisdom of a creator, but only ever question why you get into such situations. Everything in nature is so wisely arranged that one thing serves the other for its development, that everything arises and exists according to wise law as long as the natural order is not disturbed through human interference. Hence you also have to come to the conclusion that you yourselves are not living in the God-intended order, that you yourselves are the cause of suffering and adversities which affect you. Consequently, you also have to trustingly appeal to a God of love, who has created everything surrounding you as well as you yourselves, to help you restore order again. You humans, who feel unable to do that, merely lack humility. You are too arrogant to subordinate yourselves to a strong power, you revolt against it and therefore have to come into situations where you learn to recognize your own weakness. Only the humble person takes the path to me, because he feels too weak and incapable to improve his situation by himself. Faith in a God of love and wisdom also necessitates humility. The arrogant person cannot believe because he does not want to believe, because he does not want to acknowledge a power above himself to which he should submit himself. Earthly life with all its fateful experiences could indeed provide him with the evidence that he is helpless against the will of a stronger power, and every human being could derive from it the benefit for his soul. Yet his will remains free, and his resistance to me will only let him sink ever lower, whereas subordination will let him rise higher, and for this purpose earthly life was given to you. I want to win you for myself in order to make you blissfully happy. For far away from me you will remain in misery, darkness and pain. Amen.